SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's imposition of 10% tariffs on imports from China is being answered by Beijing with tariffs on U.S. goods, a 15% levy on coal and liquefied natural gas, 10% on U.S. crude oil, agricultural equipment, and some vehicles. The Chinese tariffs due to take effect next week. Mr. Trump has agreed to a one-month pause in tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports after both of those countries agreed to do more to secure their borders with the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is in Washington for a meeting with President Trump. That sit-down to take place later today.
The meeting will be Donald Trump's first with a foreign leader since returning to office. Topping their agenda is the 15-month-old Israeli-Hamas war. Hostages have been freed during the opening phase of a ceasefire, but hard work lies ahead. Netanyahu wants to discuss victory over Hamas, while Hamas has said it will not release the hostages in phase two without an end to the war and the full withdrawal of Israeli forces. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is applauding news that hospitals are ending so-called gender-affirming care for transgender youth.
In a news release Monday, the White House claimed doctors providing transition care to transgender youth had, quote, maimed and sterilized children and perpetuated what the statement calls a radical false claim that they can somehow change a child's sex. Many hospitals around the country have suspended transgender care for minors after President Trump last week issued an executive order for government agencies to cut funding for hospitals that provide puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery to minors wishing to change their sex. Bob Agner reporting.
Chris Wright has been confirmed by the Senate as Energy Secretary. Wright vowing to unleash America's vast energy resources. Wall Street Dow features down 72 points. This is SRN News. A Virginia teacher gets her job back.
Montgomery County Public Schools removed the woman from the substitute list after she posted comments on her private social media account expressing opposition to transgenderism. Liberty Council, a Christian legal group, sent a demand letter to school officials pointing out that they cannot fire a teacher for statements made privately off the job. The woman has since been reinstated, and the district avoided what Liberty Council calls a, quote, potentially costly mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers have approved legislation expanding the number of families who can use taxpayer money on private and religious schools, regardless of income. The school voucher bill is a long-sought victory for Republican Governor Bill Lee. President Trump backed Tennessee's bill on social media. Under the new proposal, 20,000 education vouchers of around $7,000 each would become available next year. Half of them would be open to any student entitled to attend a public school. SRN News. President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency says it's uncovered evidence of wasteful spending by USAID, the entity born of an executive order back in 1961.
Investigators say they found many examples of misuse of funds, such as $30 million for research into transgender HIV in South Africa, $50 million for condoms for Gaza, $1.5 million for a Serbian queer trans NGO, $25,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia, $32,000 for a Peruvian trans comic book program, and $500,000 to expand atheism in Nepal. DOGE is now preparing to dissolve the agency and roll it into the State Department. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Salvage crews have recovered an engine and large pieces of fuselage from the plane involved in last week's mid-air collision near Washington's Reagan National Airport. Some human remains also recovered from the Potomac River. More details at SRNNews.com.